is Hard Facts.
It's Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Thank you so much, sir. We did mention that we'll be speaking with the Honorable Commissioner for Information and Communication, Plateau State, Honorable Dan Manjang, to give us the latest update of happenings in Plateau State in the wake of the drugs crisis. And we have him join us via telephone. Good evening, Honorable. You're welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening.
Delighted that you could be.
It's my pleasure, really.
Thank you very much, sir. So, Honorable Commissioner, I would want to start off with some bit of clarification because we've been seeing some bit of contradictory statement come out of Plateau State on the state of the curfew. We know that a curfew was imposed in Jos North, which is a 24-hour curfew, and the environs had some curfew imposed on them also. But we got earlier on a statement saying that it's been relaxed from Dr. Makut Simon Mancha, who's the Director of Press and Public Affairs to the Plateau State Governor. And then yours came shortly after saying, indeed, it has not been relaxed. Can we get what the situation is, if it was relaxed and later changed or not?
Yes, the true position about the curfew situation in these three local governments of Jos North, the South and Bassa local governments is that initially there was a curfew imposed on these local governments to last between 6 o'clock in the evening to 6 o'clock in the morning. That means it is in the night part of the day. Then the situation escalated in Jos North. With further killings and so much pressure and tension, and that was why the Security Council reviewed it and said for Jos North, it isolated Jos North local government and then extended the slammed a 24-hour curfew on Jos North, while Jos South and Bassa remained at 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. The reason was that for the military to be able to occupy and take charge of the city of Jos North as a local government. And then yesterday, that was relaxed because the security situation was also had improved. And so Makut Simon Macham, who is the director of press, was mandated to issue a release, and he did issue to say that the original situation of the curfew, which is in the three local governments of Jos North, Jos South, and Bassa, which was from 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning, now stands. So there was no longer 24-hour curfew in Jos North. But today, some people, for whatever reason, raised issues, and there was so much rumor, very high, that the curfew situation has been assessed and then slammed the 24-hour has been slammed back on Jos North. That also had to come with that release to clear the situation, to say no. The status of curfew in the three local governments, as I speak with you, begins at 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. So the situation, has been no review since yesterday when the Director of Press issued his own release.
Uh-oh.
The curfew situation is unambiguous. Now the three local governments of Jos North, Jos South, and Bassa are under curfew of starting from 6 in the evening to terminate at 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay. That's a lot clearer. And the situation at the moment in Jos North, which was apparently the epicenter for the latest, this one happening, is, would we say it's calm and the military presence all over the place enough to ensure that there wouldn't be a breakdown anytime soon?
Yes, as I talk with you, of course there were isolated killings, pockets of isolated killings. So we have been able to, the security agents have occupied, have taken charge, they are in charge. and various degrees of dialogue and meetings are being held. Right now, as I speak with you, I was pulled out of a meeting that is being held by JNI, Jamaatul Nasrul Islam, officials, by leadership of CAN, Christian Association of Nigeria, by traditional rulers, first-class status, and community leaders of Igbo, Yoruba, and other language groups that are in Jos North, that inhabit Jos North. So we are meeting to be able to continue to talk to ourselves, to be able to continue to take charge. There are far-reaching decisions that have been taken by the local government administration and by the CAN and JNI at that level. And so we are happy that the situation is under control. It has been taken care of. But I can tell you that, there are still tensions, but the situation is such that we are not going to remove the curfew completely, but we are satisfied that the measures that have been taken are yielding positive results. And so people, if you come to Jos North today, right now, people are going about their normal duty. Commuters are commuting. There's one group category of people that we have to deal with, and those are the tricycle operators, because the criminality that is being perpetrated is being fingered towards them. In fact, in the past, before now, we had to stop them from plying the roads from 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And so we are taking further measures to see if it means that we will sit down with their leadership and fashion out a way that will be acceptable to everybody, and then so that we move forward. Because there's a lot of accusing fingers are pointing to some of their members that are perpetrating these acts.
Mm. Honorable Commissioner, you talked about Jos North, isolated cases, and the stability of the area. How about the regions in Bassa, where we're still getting report filtering in that the tension is still pretty high there, it's still poor people, and killings still going on?
Yes, of course. Like I would tell you, this has a history. It is not expected that it will be automatic. Because people, some of the infighting is reprisals, really. Mm. Some of them are clear acts of criminality. It is our prayer that we'll be able to reduce this to the barest minimum. But I can tell you that the situation is not as if is not the way it was 3-4 days back. The day before yesterday, His Excellency the Governor of Plateau State, Right Honorable Simon Bankole Along, had a meeting with the Fulani leaders. He isolated the Fulani leaders and had a separate meeting with them, dialogue. He isolated the Irigwe people and had dialogue with them. There's an intention, there's a plan to bring them together so that we can talk heart to heart. Because there are issues that were raised by both parties that there's every need for them to be brought together so that the situation, we will let them see. And then we try to come to a truce, we do a truce. And if there are things that government has not done or needs to do, we would do them so that we forget about this cycle of violence.
Mm.
We have enjoyed peace for the past 6 years, since the inception of the coming of this administration, for people that know Plateau State very well. And so we don't want to return to the dark ages, because in these 6 years, the volume of activity and investments that investors that have come to Plateau State knows no bounds. Many hotels are springing up. People are being employed. IGR of government, of the state government, is soaring. And suddenly now there's no nightlife in these three local governments. And the truth is that why we're happy is that we have been able to stop it where it is. It has not escalated to the other 14 local governments of the state. And that is our joy. There's proactivity. Local government chairmen have been directed and given clear mandate to make sure that anything that happens, the community leaders in these local governments are going to be held responsible.
Mm. just to take on this aspect of what the long-term plan is to having lasting peace in Plateau State, I schooled in Jos and worked in Jos for years before I left the city, and I know that this even predates your administration, the ethno-religious crisis and conflict in Plateau State as a whole. And one government after another, they've set up committee, they've tried to interface with the warring parties, they've tried to come up with reconciliatory panels, but it just seemed like it's a graveyard piece until something sparks up the flame one more time. How different would it be this time around?
Well, you know, the most important thing is that there's a lot of institutional framework that has been put in place. In the past, we didn't have a peace-building agency. This administration came with a peace-building agency, and I'm happy you said you lived in Jos. We didn't have the Nigeria Air Force Station was only the presence of it was only in Jos, but now we have a station, an early warning or an intervention station of the NAV station in Kerang on the way to Shandam. We also have a mobile barrack in Shandam, and there's a plan to establish one in Gashis in Kura. And so those are some of the measures that are being taken. And there are laws that have been, bills that have been passed into law and signed by the governor that are talking about this. There's the anti-land grabbing bill which has been signed into law. And then there's also the anti-kidnapping bill has been signed into law. Mm-hmm. It attracts death penalty for anybody who has been arraigned, who has been convicted by a court of competent jurisdiction to be a kidnapper. And so these are process measures that have been put in place. And if you look at it, the crime wave in Plateau State has reduced drastically. It has reduced drastically because of these measures that have been put in place. What triggered the lack of peace that about 7 or 8 days ago is purely an act of criminality. Mm. There has been attempts by even some of our colleagues in the media to stereotype some languages, to stereotype a people group, to say that they are the ones that are doing this without profiling, without convicting them to know their identities. And that is what government does not want to do. We would make it public at the end of the day when people are convicted to be able to say this and this and this are the perpetrators. Mm. But for you to stereotype a language group, a people group now, or a religious organization now, it's not the best thing to do. Quickly, what the governor has done, right now, as I talk to you, the deputy governor is in Ondo State, okay, because the people that died about it, that were killed 8 days ago, reside in Ondo State. He has sent the deputy governor to go and commiserate with the people of Ondo State.
Okay.
I am going to be on another delegation to go and commiserate with the people of Bauchi State. All we are doing is to serve dual purpose, that we show concern about these people in Bauchi, we show concern in Ondo, while at the same time we protect Plateau people and any other person that in these places, because nobody knows, you can start how a fire begins, but you cannot know how a fire starts, but you never can tell how it ends. So whatever that is humanly possible that government would do, that needs to do, we are doing to make sure that we sustain the peace.
Mm. It's obvious you have many grounds covered there, and within Plateau State also, it'd be nice to see what framework there is for some sort of, what would you call it, justice and equity, mm-hmm, for proper closure, because you've always had people say if communities are attacked and the likes of it based on religion or region, people will say no closure, no justice, nobody was arrested, and so the reprisal will continue if that isn't done. Can you quickly touch on that, on what the plan is in terms of proper reconciliation for that justice and closure?
Yeah, you know, the most important thing is that even in the case that happened about 8 days ago at Gadabu, about 33 people have been arrested and they are being interrogated. And in the past, when things like this happened, His Excellency, the Governor of Plateau State, gave an express order that if there is any crisis in the community leaders and traditional rulers should be arrested. They were arrested, but they were handed over on bail. And I can tell you that there are confessional statements that have been made now by the people that have been arrested, fingering, in fact, pointing, accusing fingers to some of these people that are on bail. And so we, as a government, their bail conditions are being revoked. They are being arrested so that they can we can join. We want to make sure that this time around something is done that is different from what is being done. And again, we are leaving, when we are doing dialogue in the past, we are leaving the people that perpetrate the act. Well, in the course of dialogue now, the dimension is changing because when you gather community leaders and stakeholders to a round table, the people that perpetrate the acts are not part of it. So government at various levels, local government, ward levels, is talking to the youths and will bring their leaders so that they can sit with government and reason together. The peace building agency has been doing that, but I think the style needs to change. And above all, people must be punished. And this time around, we are not missing words because there's a lot that we would have been doing with the funds that we have diverted now to secure the peace, paying for buying motorcycles and vehicles for security, paying humongous amounts of money to be able to maintain the people that we have. You know, we have a detachment, two detachments of mobile police from Abuja. We have helicopters flying on surveillance. And these are not being done for free. You know, these are monies that are supposed to have been put into road construction, should have been put into education, should have been put into agriculture, should have been put into health and things that have that will bring bearing to the plateau people. And they are being diverted. But it's a phase, we believe, that this time around, there are easily times that government white papers have come out and then no implementation. But you know, implementation is at various levels. And as me and you know, some of the solutions are going to be constitutional. Members of the National Assembly have to step in because the governor, as the chief security officer of the state, does not command troops. And so that is why the governors are clamoring for state police or community policing, so that they will have a level, a measure of control over the security. He can only, if anything happens, he can only summon a security meeting, call on the commissioner of police. The commissioner of police is also waiting for directives from the Inspector General of Police. And to some, to an extent, the IG, when it goes to a level, he has to wait for directives from the president. But once the National Assembly, the Constitution, this constitutional review, to be able to give the governors some measure of control, that will help the situation. Then the Commissioner of Police can take directives from the state governor and act on it. And that will help solve the situation.
All right. Well, we look forward to a lasting peace in Plateau State, being, you know, that home of peace. We wanted to retain that identity and that outlook and allow that aspect of the state to thrive also. Honorable... Okay, you wanted to say something, sir?
No. Thank you. As I talked to you, you can even hear the helicopter flying.
Yes.
Yeah, you can hear it at the background.
Yeah.
And it's not flying for free. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Dan Manjang. We appreciate your time on the show with us and giving us the latest update in the state. We truly do wish Plateau State the very best.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right. That's Honorable Dan Manjang, who is the Commissioner for Information and Communication, Plateau State, giving us the latest and the efforts made by the state government to ensure lasting peace in Plateau State. Let's open up the phone lines and hear from you some thoughts you want to share with us. Let's hear you. 0700-951-0000. Yes, you're welcome.
Comrade Oku is speaking. I hear you and the commissioner of information in Plateau State. What we are yearning for is for peace. What we are saying in Plateau State is for peace. What we are praying is for peace. But I want to urge the government, especially the federal government, all this is happening because the security is not there. And even that security is there, all this will not happen.
all those people that are killing, they'll be apprehended. Those that are killing get a view, and those the henchmen that are killing every local government in Plateau State. So government should come up. So is the failure of the government of the day to secure the life and properties of Nigerians. That's what they have promised Nigerians. That's what they have voted. Those that voted in 2015. That's why they have voted, not me.
Mm.
They should secure the life or properties of every Nigerian. That's what I have. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much, Rukui, for your thought. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Nhemama.
Okay. We're listening. Let's talk.
I listened to the commissioner talking. And I think the only solution to the greater of Nigeria's problems with all sorts of insecurity is there are no punishments. The commissioner said this time there will be punishment. If some people can be arrested, taken to courts, the competent courts, then when they are sentenced, people should see that they have been sentenced for a period of time for punishment. It will restrict others from going the same lane. But when year after year, month after month, people come and commit crimes at whatever level and go away without rewards for whatever they have done, either for good or for bad, they continue doing it. But if there's going to be peace over there, those who are arrested and found culpable should be punished no matter whose ox is gone. Otherwise, we will continue going around the circle show and nothing will come out of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ehe Mama. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Okay,
this is Nanfa from Gwarimpa.
Nanfa, welcome. Let's talk. That's your state,
thank
right?
Thank you. On the conversation you just had with our commissioner right now, you see, I would have loved to ask him some question for me that I heard on a sister radio station that they are planning or they have accepted to compensate victims of crisis on the plateau. And I would have loved to hear what plan on the issue of the compensation, from which year to which year, and why now are they yielding to the threat from Sheikh Dayo Bauchi for them to compensate these people, that is why they now agree that they are going to start compensating. I know you spoke from John. See, this crisis, there are still over 5 students from University of Jos. But as it is right now, the state government is not as active about it like the way that one happened. So it is when it affects some people that the state government became so active. But the other people in the citizens of Plateau will be talking, but the state government will neglect us. So the thing is quite painful. They should not be biased as a government, and even the police in Plateau State is biased over issues going on there. Thank you.
All right, thank you very, very much. Yes, interesting that you raised the Plateau State. I'm just saying that indeed some Plateau students were killed. Quite unfortunate. We didn't get to ask what the circumstance that led to that in the face of a curfew. All right, let's hear from the next caller.
Hello, good afternoon, Kimberly.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Alati. I had your conversation with the Commissioner of Information, Plateau State. It's not like the last caller said. Those students are in university, and they were killed. 5 of them killed, and still up to now, we haven't heard anything about them. Yes, we know life is sacred before God. Honestly, the perpetrators of all this should be brought to book. It's like the same thing, even with the coffee. These people were killed, even with the coffee. The same thing happened in Southern Kaduna in those days, about 1 or 2 years ago. With the coffee, they still enter and kill people, and they can't get those people. I remember, you know, even the same as that general that was traveling to Jos on his way to Bauchi, that was killed, and his vehicle was pushed into the pond. Those people that were perpetrating all these things, government should bring them out and show them the public that these are the people that perpetrate all these things, and the law should take its course. But I always say that what is good for the good is always good for the better. So the people should be neutral, most especially our security men. So our security men should be neutral in the aspect of taking in the work of security. But sometimes you see them compromising. Sometimes you see our security men by us. I say how I wish they took the same action in Kaduna, in our children that have been kidnapped all over the country, to rescue them the way they take action on this one. It would have been better. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you so much. Let's hear one more quickly and we'll go on a break. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Kim.
You're welcome.
the Oracle himself. FPG.
Yes, sir.
How are you there?
I'm very well.
Well, this is Elder Bankbushi.
Elder, you're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. You see, how can they declare curfew? And they will still come and kill people and they can't arrest them. What is going on in Nigeria? Where those people follow? They declare curfew and security men are everywhere. Blocking the innocent man, maybe you want to go and do one of these. No, go back there, stop you. They can even arrest you and beat you and those sorts of things. And the bandit, the so-called killer, they came and kill people and go free. Why now? Why? What are we talking? It is high time federal government take everybody very, very important. We are all Nigerians. It's not that the things are working in the south and in the north, this and that, or the northern, if you commit crime and they will do that. No, it's not like that. Please, we are one Nigeria. They should treat everybody equally. Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you so, so much for that. And we'll go on a break now. There'll be more to talk about, so stay with 95.1 Nigeria Info, to your talk station.
All conversations, all words.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. 95.1 Nigeria Info, Abuja.
Let's talk.